I padded over to the wall and started checking it out more thoroughly. My brother's handwriting was all but unreadable, which made the notes he'd scribbled of dubious value in terms of actually enlightening me as to what was going on. "My host," Lashiel began. I held up a hand for silence. "Not yet. Let me look at it unprejudiced first. Then you tell me what you think."
"As you wish."
I went over the stuff there for an hour or so, frowning. I had to go check a calendar a couple of times. I got out a notebook and scribbled things down as I worked them out. "All right," I said quietly, settling back down on the sofa. Thomas was following several people, the dead women and at least a dozen more in different parts of the city. He had a running surveillance on them. I think he probably hired a private detective or two to cover some of the observation, keeping tabs on where people were going, figuring out the recurring events in their schedules. I held up the notebook. "These are the names of the folks he was," I shrugged, "stalking, I suppose. My guess is that the other people on this list are among the missing folk the ladies of the Ordo Labes told us about."
"Think you Thomas preyed upon them?" Lashiel asked.
I started to deny it, instantly and firmly, but stopped. Reason, judgment, rational thought. "He could have," I said quietly, "but my instincts say it isn't him."
"Why would it not be?" Lashiel asked me. "Upon what do you base your reasoning?"
"Upon Thomas," I said. "It isn't him. To engage in wholesale murder and abduction? No way. Maybe he fell off the incubus wagon, sure, but he wouldn't inflict any more harm than he had to. It isn't his way."
"Not his way by choice," Lashiel said, "though I feel I must point out that—"
I cut her off, waving a hand. "I know. His sister could have gotten involved. She already ate Lord Wraith's free will. She could have monkeyed around with Thomas's mind, too. And if not Lara, then there are plenty of others who might have done it. Thomas could be doing these things against his will. Hell, he might not even remember he's doing them.
Or he might be acting of his own volition. He has another point of weakness," Lashiel said.
"Huh?"
"Lara Wraith holds Justine."
A point I hadn't yet considered. Justine was my brother's, well, I don't know if there's a word for what she was to him, but he loved her, and she him. It wasn't their fault that she was slightly insane, and he was a life force devouring creature of the night. They'd been willing to give up their lives for each other in the midst of a crisis, and the love confirmed by doing so had rendered Justine deadly to my brother, poisonous to him. Love is like that to the White Court, an intolerable agony to them, the way holy water is to other breeds. Someone touched by pure and honest love cannot be fed upon, which had more or less put an end to Thomas's ability to be near Justine. It was probably just as well. That last time they'd been together had all but killed Justine. The last time I'd seen her, she'd been a wasted, frail, white-haired thing, barely capable of stringing sentences together. It had torn my brother apart to see what he'd done to her. To my knowledge, he hadn't even tried to be a part of her life again. I couldn't blame him.